Are you a Colonials fan? If you want the best in RMU sports talk radio, tune in every Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. for Colonial Talk, featuring RMU Radio's Vince Russo and Colin Sullivan.
If your butt doesn't get pumping after that one, I don't think you have a pulse, so.
Listen as the two banter on all RMU sports, both women's and men's.
Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team.
You won't want to miss the hard-hitting duo that holds no punches when it comes to dishing it out.
Hashtag no mercy.
That makes no sense.
Call into the show by dialing 412-397-6816 to voice your opinions on their hot takes on Colonial sports. But remember to keep it clean.
A little unsanitary, to say the least.
That's 412-397-6816. Colonial Talk airs every Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. Find us on the TuneIn app or through iTunes live streaming on RMU Radio. Your campus, your voice. Tuesday nights.
That's right. You're listening to the Tuesday Night Spaghetti Dinner Show on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice. First show of the season. Welcome back, gentlemen.
It's great to be here. Hey, this is your co-host.
Yeah.
Michael Spellman.
I'm your host, Ogie. And to my right, but directions don't care because this is the radio, is my co-host, Michael Spellman. Across from the table is Mr. Michael West.
How's it
Mr.
going?
Mr. Michael West, how are you, sir?
I am doing well.
Good, good. How was everyone's summer?
It was hot. I didn't like it.
It was hot. It was very hot.
Too hot. Worked too many hours. But, I mean, money's money, so you can't really
I was too that. Blessed to be stressed.
Oh my God.
Starting off the year right.
Yep.
It was too hot this summer. I worked at a summer camp, and I just, I couldn't.
The heat was but it was
unbearable.
Canada, so.
It's not Canada.
Where were you exactly cool. doing that?
It's a summer camp in Buffalo. It's in a little.
Oh, just in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, riddle me this, Ogie. Does it not count your tax as international from your camp?
Yes.
It's Canada.
Sometimes my phone will pick up the Canadian towers across the lake
really?
When I'm at summer camp. Yeah, so I got to like turn my international roaming off. And
that wouldn't happen
sure.
in America.
So, you know, have you ever been like, have you gotten in trouble with that before? Like you accidentally like, did something international and got like.
And you came home and your mother was like, Andrew.
Yeah, like.
No, because I know. Going
Andrew, why is this phone call so high?
No, because going into it.
Andrew, where were you?
Going into it, I know that it might pick up the other towers. So I've got my international roaming off and it's not a problem.
I wouldn't even know that was a setting. To be honest.
But yeah, sometimes if you like stand on the beach in just the right spot and the wind's blowing in the right direction, it'll pick up.
That's crazy.
It's true though. It'll like pick up a Canadian signal and your phone will like get a message and be like, thank you for being in Canada. Message data rights may apply if you do this, this, and this. And you're like, man.
They automatically send an A at the end of your text.
Yeah. A little maple leaf after.
So what'd you do this summer, Spell?
It worked.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I work at a company called Sterling Land.
Ooh, fancy.
They own apartment buildings in Oakland. It's mostly Pitt students and retired senior citizens.
Nice. What kind of work do you do?
Maintenance. I'm a janitor, pretty much.
Hey, that could be a
respectable.
Yeah, that could be a respectable job working with your hands.
Yeah, it's $9.25 an hour, and I put in legitimate work for about 3 hours.
God bless you.
And then you just goof off the rest of the time.
Yeah, that nap, you know, hideout.
Right. Jesus.
It's a good gig. I gave up $10.25 at Lowe's for it. So.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Why?
Why?
Because I'm getting paid like a dollar less, but I don't have to do nearly the amount
work.
Of work.
Yeah. Well, it's probably more than I made at summer camp. Because you're on duty like 24/7. Like, you're never off the clock.
Yeah, but are you doing fun stuff?
Yeah, I mean, you get to go hang out on the beach with kids and run around and play games and go swimming. But, I mean, there's also, you know, you got to make sure these kids don't die or get hurt. And,
yeah.
Yeah. So, and it, I mean, it's a camp for kids with disabilities. So they're also, there's kids where you got to change their diapers or clean up puke and all that stuff. But
do you ever get like nervous about things? Like a certain kid might get like really, really hurt or they could be like in trouble.
I'm sure there's certain kids that are like, all right, really got to watch them.
Sit out of certain activities.
Yeah. There are kids who, you know, based on what, you know, they have or whatever that, you know, they can't do physical activities or, you know, rough games, you know, if they have a heart condition or whatever, but it's all part of the job.
I have a heart condition.
It's good fun. Do you?
Heart murmur.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Missed a few games, eighth grade basketball because of it.
That'll happen. Yes. What'd you do this summer, Mike West?
Fun fact.
No, I
did know?
No. I worked at a... I'm so mad. I worked at a Kennywood this summer.
And what is Kennywood to those people who don't know?
Really? Okay. Kennywood is a theme park here in Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh. It's a Pittsburgh staple, really.
Yeah, but I worked in this restaurant. Some people might know. It's called Johnny Rockets. It's kind of like
A chain restaurant.
It's a chain restaurant, but they have one in the park. And I got promoted to supervisor this year.
Wow! Look at you, Mike West.
Yeah, big man on campus. But I basically just spent the entire summer like babysitting 16-year-olds. That's really all I did. Mm-hmm. And that was like 55 hours a week. So that took up a good chunk of my summer.
Yeah, what'd you do in your free time?
What free time? All right. Get ready for work. What do you... Okay. There was no real free time. No, but I mean...
Doesn't that suck?
What do you mean?
You know, now that we like are old enough to like... We can go anywhere at any time because we can drive and stuff like that. You and all your friends have to work pretty much the majority of the time.
Yeah, but then you have money to spend when school starts up.
Yeah, I mean, sure, but...
I think the money's worth it, to be honest. Ogie, thoughts?
I mean, it doesn't matter. You need money no matter what.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I didn't get rich working at summer camp.
I did.
Working at summer camp, you won't get rich. I mean, after, you know, we like do the math and everything, you make like 70 cents an hour.
Was information that was not disclosed.
Do they count like when you're sleeping as hours too?
Well, I mean, technically we're on the clock 24/7. Yeah. So it all boils down to about 70 cents.
So how much
did
you get paid for it this summer?
So like, each sessions are anywhere between 8 or 10 days long. You make, it's like $425 for that session. You get one day off, one full day off, and then you might not have to be on duty every night, so you get nights off or whatever. So that's $425. So I worked four sessions. And then I also, because through the camp, we're an AmeriCorps, like station it's called. Are you familiar with AmeriCorps?
I am not.
Absolutely not.
AmeriCorps is like the country's service organization. So because I'm technically a member of AmeriCorps, they give me a nice little education stipend grant thing. So that money is only to be used for education purposes. So I could use it to pay off my loans or buy books or whatever. So, you know.
It's nice.
You know, I get compensated pretty well. Yeah. I love the job. It's so
yeah,
much
I was gonna
fun.
Ask. So it's more of like for the love. Camp,
it's very rewarding. I mean, mm-hmm. I had like four kids ask me to adopt them this summer. And
my goodness.
And yeah, some of the stories you know these kids have are just unbelievable. But it's a lot of fun. I love it. But I don't know. It's probably my last summer there. Past summer, yeah. I might, you know, try
internship.
To get, try to get
internship
an internship.
This summer?
Yeah, got to be a real person eventually. Be a big boy.
If you're looking for an internship, you might want to check out the RMU Career Expo this Monday.
Well, nice little plug there, huh? Nice little plug, yeah.
September 26th this Monday.
Yeah, it's my birthday.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Ogie here will be 20 years old.
I will be. The big 2-0.
Wait, that really? Oh, yeah, I forgot you're younger than
I'm a youngin'.
Plus. That's crazy.
Ogie's a baby.
I assume you are going though, right?
What, to the career fair?
Yeah.
I work in the career center, so I will be there from dusk till dawn.
Really?
Yeah. I get to drive the golf carts and drive in the employers.
Yeah, do you hear that? The employers that are coming in are going to park in the parking lot, and then Ogie's going to ride them up to Seoul.
Well, because they come with boxes and boards and signs and stuff, so you're not going to make them carry that. They're here to hire our students, so...
No, well, you'll see me there. So
will you be there?
Absolutely.
All right. But yeah, internship. I have a an interview next Friday with Aetna. It's an insurance company in Hartford. So
where?
Hartford, Connecticut.
In Hartford, Connecticut.
You might have seen them on Gangland.
Anyway, so Aetna.
They have
what
strong
are they,
gang activity.
What are they about? What do they do?
They're health insurance. What does that sound coming from? They're a health insurance company. You know, it'd be an actuarial internship. Okay. So I'd be working with their actuary team.
Interesting. Now, do they have like a branch in like Buffalo, or would you be?
No, I would go to Hartford.
Okay, for the summer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. One of our fraternity brothers actually works for Aetna. He helped me out getting me the interview, and I actually got the position, I'm sure he'd let me live with him.
Yeah. Whatever, so. Oh, well, that's nice.
That'd be cool.
It would be cool.
He's a great guy.
I know, right?
Now, would that be paid or for credits?
hopefully, both.
If you're going to locate yourself out there, then I would hope they're going to give it'll be paid at some point.
I'm hoping it's both. But I'm honestly, I'd take whatever. You know, you need to get.
Because how would they expect you to door. Like live out there?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, some companies for certain internships will like give you like what's the word, like a stipend.
Yeah.
Like they'll put you up and give you like a little stipend. Yeah. To help you out.
I know some companies in like Boston, they'll use local college dorms and you know just put you up there and whatever.
That'd be cool.
But yeah, so I don't know. Got to be an adult now, a real person.
Yeah, it's kind of looking the same for me.
I gotta get a haircut this weekend. Flo's got to go.
Flo's got to go.
Crispy lettuce.
I'm sorry.
Excuse me?
Never heard that one.
What
did you
say? The crispy lettuce. Jesus.
Interesting.
But no, I too hopefully will have an internship this summer. I have one.
Mike West, were you trying to get an internship last year, and yeah, you did get the internship, but you couldn't take it. Didn't they pretty much guarantee it for you?
I didn't want to say that literally, but I kind of do have a sort of a guaranteed internship this summer. I'm still going to go to the career fair, obviously, and look at my options. But
have you been in contact with those people?
We've been talking.
Who's this with?
But. It's a company called Mondelez, formerly known as formerly known as Kraft Foods.
Mm-hmm. Whenever they come into the career center, they bring their new like flavor of Oreos or crackers.
Oreos. Super great people. They're all so nice. But hopefully, I'll be with them this summer if all things go according to plan.
It's awesome.
So that'll be fun. And they have like they do work like right around where I live in Homestead. Like that's one of like their little areas. So it'll be very easy for me. So nice. I mean. Yeah, it should be fun if I do that.
What about you, Michael?
Probably not going to go to the career fair, seeing as they're only going to have about four companies that really deal with my major.
And that would be?
Environmental science.
Okay.
So I'll probably just look for something outside of that.
I mean, you can still go and talk to those people and see what happens. It's always nice to shake hands and get your name out there.
Yeah,
and
but some resumes. I have classes during that time, and I really got to be in those classes, or else I'm going to be so behind than I already am. So
understandable.
I got to be at those classes.
Yeah, speaking of classes, back in school, how's school been going for everyone? Back of the grind.
No one wants to hear this.
do you really want me to talk about it?
I mean, if you want, we can pick a different topic.
I've got rocking with six courses this semester.
Nice.
Yeah, it's not really fun, but I mean, I kind of just have it's that I'm at a point where I just kind of have to put my head down and get through it all.
Right.
Because like, I looked back at like my course history, and if I would have taken six courses every single semester up to now, I probably could have graduated next fall. So learning that, I'm just like, oh my God, what am I doing? So now I kind of just like want to really, really buckle down.
That would have been really stressful, though.
I had the opportunity to graduate a semester early, but I didn't want to. I would rather have spread it out and take my time with
everything. No, I know,
but
just looking at my check sheet and being like, wow, I could have did this, I could have did that. And I mean, I don't know, but I'm playing a little bit of catch up. But I'm not really worried. Like, but it's just a lot on my plate right now, to say the least.
Yeah, junior year is a big year. It's very stressful for everyone. So, what about you, Michael? You just changed your major.
Yeah,
how's the new major working out for you?
Right now it's difficult. I'm in some courses that are pretty tough, but you know, just gonna try to get through them. For what I hear, the courses that they kind of try to put the environmental science majors in like their freshman and sophomore years are the tougher ones, and then as you get on, they get easier. Okay. So I'm just trying to get through. Really, chemistry is the only thing I'm worried about. I'm just having a rough time with chemistry. But
yeah, I didn't like chemistry. I took it.
I don't like chemistry.
I took it in high school sophomore year. Yeah, junior year. I don't like. I don't really like science. I can't.
I like
just do math.
I like the nature side, like actually talking about organisms and things like that. But like when you get down to on a molecular level, I hate talking about. It's just the worst.
I just can't believe you brought up math like it was that much better than science. Like,
I mean, they kind of go together anyway.
I'm a math major. So.
Don't remind me. What's your favorite class you've taken so far?
My favorite class I've taken so far? A math class or just
no
class
math.
In general?
Math. Well, no, right. Material-wise or, like, I don't know, the professor, the people?
What's your favorite overall class you've had so far in the math field?
In the math mm-hmm. school.
Oh, let me hear it.
I don't know. I'm in a class right now called Theory of Interest or Interest of Theory. No, Theory of Interest. Interest Theory. Yeah. That one.
That's the title. Wait, it's interest. The title is Theory of Interest. Interest.
No,
theory.
No,
is it
no,
about just, like interest that you gain?
It's literally the theory of interest, like how theory or not how theory. How? How I can't talk.
This
right
is
now. It's a good thing I've got a radio show, huh? It's literally how interest works and the different components of interest and compound interest and simple interest. And,
I see.
Yeah, so it's pretty interesting. It's kind of fun. So. Hmm. That, it's pretty good. That's what I'm working on.
That doesn't sound fun at all.
I mean,
it sounds terrible.
It's one of four classes I'm in this semester. I only have four classes, but they're all on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So I start at 9:30 and I end at 3:15 and I go straight. Just my whole day is just
I don't think I can do that.
My whole
only 2 days a week though?
Yeah, but it's 6 hours straight
I
of
really
like actuarial math. Like my head is numb by the end of the day.
Yeah, I guess so.
But then
you're off. The
yeah,
rest
it's
of
nice.
The
time. I have a long.
And you have a lot of time
a long
to do
weekend
work.
And yeah, so it's not horrible. Like once we get,
it's still like you're still doing less amount of work than you would in high school, being in classes for like 7.5 hours.
Yeah, but I know like once we get into the thick of things, like into the middle of the semester, it's just going to be horrible.
Yeah, I guess so.
But I had a test in one of my classes this week, and I was in the library every night for upwards of 5 hours, just working on everything and studying for this test. And it's unbelievable. The semester is going to be really difficult, but it's time. It's what happens when you're in college. College just takes over. But why don't we take a quick break? We'll come back after a message and a little tune. You're listening to the Tuesday Night Spaghetti Dinner Show on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Your voice, your Colonials. RMU Radio is the home for men's basketball.
Stewart in transition. A mini throws one down over JoJo Cooper. Put him on a poster.
Men's hockey.
For Zach Quinch, he's going to go for the net. Can they make it four? He does!
And RMU football. Listen online at rmuradio.com or on the Century Media app. Your Colonials play right here on RMU Radio.
I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. Hey, you tell your friends it was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again. I know it breaks your heart, moved to the city in a broke down car, and 4 years no calls, now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar, and I can't stop. No, I can't stop. So baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover that I know you can't afford. Bite that tattoo on your shoulder. Pull the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older.
as good as the day I met you. I forget just why I left you. I was insane. Stay and play that Blink 182 song. That we beat to death in Tucson. Okay.
Sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't never getting older.
That's right. You listen to Tuesday Night Spaghetti Show on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice. Welcome back to the show. I love that song, Closer. It's a good song.
I've never heard that before.
You've never heard that song? My question, have you heard that song?
I've heard it before.
Is that that Chainsmoker song people keep talking about?
That's a good song.
Yeah, it's all right, yeah. I'd never heard it.
It's such a good song. Like, it's so catchy. Like, it's always stuck in my head. I can't get it out of my head.
I'm not really one for top 40. It's just like... because I dealt with it for like until I was like 15, like 16.
What do you mean you dealt with it?
Well, like always, like
that was good. We were in sync.
That was a really crisp high five.
Don't beat around the question.
Answer the question.
No, just like my mom always like listening to like just like 96.1 Kiss, and it was just like that's just like top 40, and I was just like, all right, I'm done with it.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't. But you know what's weird is like when a song takes off. What does everyone do? Everyone makes their own covers of that song.
Of course they do, yeah.
Like, there's countless covers of that song already. Like, Walk Off the Earth, have you ever heard of them? Mm-hmm. They're a group that does covers of songs. And, you know, they have a song, a cover of it. There's some guy did, like, a violin cover of it, and then he whips out an electric violin at the end of the video and just goes all... Like, it's just unbelievable how...
Well, it's a lot easier to cover a song than to write an entirely new song. So, I mean, like, if you're, like, a band who is, like, in between albums, doing a cover is an easy way to stay relevant.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I just think it's crazy. Like, and sometimes the covers are much better than... You know, the song itself, like,
yeah, this, sometimes
the Walk Off the Earth version of the song, like they only use like household items to make instruments on some of their songs, and like they use like kazoos to do part
it's
of
the
it
best
it's
instrument
just,
really.
It's cool stuff. Like,
I'll speaking of covers, there if you go onto the Westboro Baptist website,
where is this going,
they have a cover of Adele's Hello.
Like here, you can hear the kazoos on this one, and it's just cool. Like, and then they like pull out, like a plastic trumpet to do it later. Like, it's just cool, and their videos are really cool. I just think it's crazy that, you know, people just do whatever they want to these artists' songs, and they're more popular than
I mean, as long as I guess they don't like give credit for it, it's whatever. But the Westboro Baptist website has a cover.
Back to what really matters.
Let's get back to this Baptist.
They have a cover. So everyone knows what the Westboro Baptist Church is.
No.
Really?
Yes.
They are more of a cult type deal.
Oh.
They're the group that is always going to like the funerals of military personnel who've died, and they protest funerals, mm-hmm. and they protest all these things. They went to the club shooting, wherever that was.
I don't remember, in Orlando.
They went and they protested the vigil of it. So they're just a group. They're like a hate group. They believe that everyone outside of their religion is going to hell. You know, they're like white supremacists, that sort of deal.
Mm-hmm.
So their website has a cover of Adele's Hello, and it's basically it's just a song about everyone going to hell.
That's crazy. And that was another song I was going to bring up. Hello. Yeah. That song blew up. When was it? Last winter, last spring? That song blew up, and now everyone's got – they change the lyrics of it, and they make their own little lyrics, or they'll just do – like I know I saw – there's a video on Facebook that was going around over the summer of this guy who did different Disney character voices singing it, and it's just it's just weird how something so popular comes up in society. And
it's an easy way to get a little spin, get attention.
Yeah.
Easy way to promote yourself.
Yeah, it's just weird. It's pretty. It's cool though.
Because you Google the name of the song and just all.
There's just countless numbers.
A lot of times you'll find remixes before you find the original.
Yeah.
So.
But. I just think it's interesting, But, I know you guys don't listen to, popular music, top 40 stuff, but I mean, usually every summer there's a song of the summer, but I don't really think there was.
There absolutely was.
There absolutely was.
Are you serious?
Can't stop the feeling?
No, I don't know. No. I think the spell, you think you have it? You know what it was.
I remember hearing that Cake by the Ocean song a lot. I don't know if that – I would say that's it.
No. The song of the summer was absolutely One Dance by Drake.
Of summer?
One of Dance? The summer?
I don't even know that. I don't.
If you heard it, you would know what it is.
I don't know the words.
No, but – and I think
– hold on. I'm going to go to the top. I'm going to go right now.
The reason I say that is because I think Spotify – literally put out a piece that showed the most streamed songs of the summer, and I think theirs was One Dance, which obviously doesn't speak for the entire industry.
No.
But I mean, that was
I'm going to the top charts right now.
But I know working at summer camp, the kids are always asking for the most popular songs, but it was just mostly that Nene and Whipped Cream song.
Oh,
and
my,
the Dab a Dollop a Daisy song. And
I don't know what's happening right now.
Doing the Dab song and stuff. I didn't really hear anything new that I didn't really have heard before. There wasn't, I don't know.
I remember hearing that Cheap Thrill song a lot.
I'm looking at Billboard right now.
But I mean, then again, working at a summer camp, you're in your own little bubble, your own little world. You don't really know what's going on in the outside.
I can tell you what my least favorite song of the summer was.
Least favorite song of the summer.
It's that Meghan Trainor song. I think it's called No, and she's pretty much just like.
My name is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of Meghan Trainor. No, I don't like her music.
According to Billboard, they have One Dance at number one. Can't Stop the Feeling.
Oh, no. Here we go.
So this was for the summer?
Yeah, for the summer. One Dance, Can't Stop the Feeling, Don't Let Me Down, Cheap Thrills, etc.
Yeah, Don't Let Me Down.
Yeah.
Ride by 21 Pilots was blown up so hard.
Yeah, that's true. 21 Pilots has gotten pretty
popular.
That
Panda song by Designer.
Yeah.
I heard a lot.
He's locked.
Work From Home by Fifth Harmony. I listened to that song every day on the way to work. It was always on. Yeah, it was always
purposely
on.
Purposely put it on, or it was just on
if
the radio?
If it was on, I'd leave it on. It's all right. I kind of like it.
Hmm.
Not going to lie.
Interesting.
Jeez. Drake has five of these songs in Billboard's top 20 of the summer. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, his new album blew up. I know. I remember last year.
I can't name a song on
it. Don't get me started.
Last year when we were cleaning up the suite before we moved out, before the end of the semester. Yeah. Remember, we put it was like the day it came out. We put it on and we were mopping the floors of the suite.
Yeah, I remember we put on a lot of throwback songs that night.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we did.
It was very
good. I can't. I only remember that we threw on Karma Chameleon.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I got super sad that night because I was in my room like packing up, and then like a super sad song came on my Spotify.
Just set the mood for you.
No, I was really bummed for like a solid hour. No, that was sad. I'll miss the suite. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, the suite we lived in together.
That was fun. That was a good time.
And now we're in your town.
Now you guys live in another country.
Yep. Yeah,
Now we're a long ways away.
Best thing ever happened to me.
It's all right. I still get to see you.
Back to music and Spotify.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things about Spotify is they do a year in review type of thing where you log into your account and they show you the songs you played the most, like the genres that you played the most. It was awesome. It shows you the total hours that you've played, like a music that you played.
Yeah. Also, like the specific seasons. It's like what you're listening to during what season.
Yeah.
And it kind of like reminds you, like, oh yeah, that album came out in the beginning of the year, like such and such. I love it so much.
I actually just added Spotify probably last couple of weeks. I haven't used Spotify before.
Spotify's the best. It really is the best. Unless you want to listen to Beyonce.
Literally life-changing, actually.
It's my favorite.
It actually changed like my life. Because now I have so much more room on my phone that isn't taken up by music. I just use Spotify.
Yeah.
It's so great.
I'm going to be sad when I graduate or when I'm done with school and I don't get the student discount anymore.
Yeah.
Well, as long as you have like a used or valid student like email address.
Yeah, but I feel like after like 6 years you're gonna be like, there's no way you're a student.
Nah, I'm a grad student.
Yeah,
come on.
I'm trying to
get my doctorate.
10-year grad student. Just take long.
People do that. Another really quick, I learned this today, speaking of Spotify. I was working on a project, one of my classes, and I found out that Spotify teamed up with Tinder, and now, like, on your Tinder profile, you can link your Spotify.
Saw it. Yeah.
No.
And you it'll play music.
It'll show that person's, like, most listened to artists, and then it'll also, like, you can, like, choose songs to play on your profile.
I saw that. That's,
I was like,
that's
oh my
interesting.
God.
It's pretty bizarre.
I'd make a new Spotify account, and the only song that would play for me was Miley Cyrus's The Climb. And I'd link that.
But it's almost like reminiscent of like MySpace in that regard. Like they're starting to go that route.
Yeah,
like,
making a full circle background.
Yeah, like now you have music on your profile. Like Tinder is almost becoming like almost a real social network at this point.
It's amazing.
It's trying to do more than what it
needs. Than it has to.
But it's amazing how much social media has influenced everyday life. Like I said earlier, I work in the career center, and you know we got the career fair coming up on Monday, and an employer emailed us and said, "Hey, you know we're looking forward to the career fair. What's your hashtag for the career fair so we can share it on our Twitter page?"
What's your hashtag?
Yeah. And they sent it to one of the employees that work in there, and she's like, "Do you know what this means?" I said, yeah.
I think someone used that.
Basically, basically they want to, you know, put this tag on their tweet so, you know, everything that has to do with career fair is connected and people can find it.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, okay. Can you try and make one? I was like, I was trying to think of something.
For the career
fair? Do they not have one? That kind of surprises me.
We don't have a hashtag. We have a Twitter page.
Yeah.
But we didn't have like a hashtag. And it's just, I don't know if it's worth it. Like, I mean, how many people follow this company's Twitter page? How many people follow the Career Center's Twitter page? Like, I don't think it'd be.
To be honest,
it's not going to get it trending.
Yeah, for a school like us, I don't think that matters. But for bigger schools, like maybe like CMU and things like that, because those career fairs are insane. I have a friend that goes to CMU, and they have like people like Facebook and Amazon and Google like at their career fairs, just like because
the FBI will be there one day.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah,
interesting.
That's crazy. But no, they have like the hugest companies. So like for schools like that would definitely be worth it, and because like those are like much bigger career fairs. But for us, I don't think we need a hashtag for.
We've got
expo.
The second largest career fair in the Western Pennsylvania area.
Really?
Behind Westpac, which is a bunch of local universities get together and put on a career fair. Ours is the second largest.
Really?
We've got like 120 employers coming.
It's a pretty big deal. But I don't. I just think it's weird that like companies now are thinking, oh, what's their hashtag? We need to make sure we have their hashtag. We got to apply to the youngins. You know, those little scallywags.
You kind of do, honestly.
Just, find me a very, like a really big company that doesn't have a Twitter page that's like well managed.
It's hard.
It's ridiculous. It's
very difficult. Yeah. Like in like a four, like a, let's see, like give like any like Forbes like top 100 most successful companies, anything like that, I guarantee every single one has a Twitter page and probably a Facebook page.
Oh, and I know I follow them, but it's just the fact that, you know, the company was thinking, oh, we're going to career fair. We need to find out what the hashtag is for the career fair so we can apply to this kid. Like,
there's just so much
the amount of time that, you know, our generation and, you know, the younger generations spend on social media, you know, you're going to see these companies – names, and they're
advertising literally right in your pocket. Like Twitter is so powerful now. Like if you're not using it, you're actually wasting your time because you're advertising literally in my hand at all times. Yeah. So like, why would you not take advantage of that? You know,
absolutely. But and then you got those companies who like try too hard to apply or appeal to like our generation. Like remember when Hillary Clinton made a tweet that was like, in three emojis or less, what does your student debt feel like? And it's
like her interns that like think they're good, and it's like no.
Yeah, but now it's like now you're trying too hard to appeal to us. Like
that, I will say that about this presidential election, they are trying way too hard to win our generation over. And the millennials over.
There are some companies that do that too. Like for example, God, I hate to call them out. Okay, so Denny's used to have a really good Twitter. It was really, really good and really funny. But now it's starting to become like, it's almost a parody of itself at this point. Like, they're trying so, so, so hard. It's like,
well, I'll say this for Denny's, all right? I'll say this for Denny's.
I'm all ears.
Their pancakes are 50% fluffier. They got a new recipe. They're really good.
Hold on. Wait, has this been working for Denny's? Hold on. Wait. Is this a product placement?
At one point this summer, I went 2 days in a row for pancakes.
That's actually ridiculous.
I'm not a big fan of Denny's. I
love Denny's.
I just can't. I don't know.
I love Denny's, but
I prefer IHOP. I'll say it right now.
The service is always bad. My food's always cold. I just never...
Bad service.
I'd rather go to IHOP 10 times out of 10.
We don't have any IHOPs. Depends on the IHOP. In Buffalo. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they not like a national... I thought that was...
No,
like,
it is. It's a national chain. We just don't have
them. They're just not in Buffalo. We just don't have
one. That's insane. We used to have one, but it closed down.
Do you guys have Golden Corral?
No, the closest Golden Corral is in Erie, Pennsylvania. Well, it's like an hour away from my house.
The reason I ask because we get commercials for Golden Corral 24/7, but the closest one's actually like pretty far away.
Robinson has
one. Yeah, there's one in Robinson.
What?
Yeah, I saw it the other day because
that's still like from our hometown, we're not going to drive out to Robinson for Golden Corral.
I've been to
it's actually garbage.
I went to Golden Corral once, and I thought it was pretty good. I mean,
I've been there twice in my life, and there's one I went to one in.
All depends on the personnel work.
I've got a weakness for buffets, so
I haven't been to a buffet in years. Actually, now that I think about it,
we should go to a buffet.
Where's the closest?
I don't know.
Golden Corral.
Golden Corral. Why not? Wait, what time do they close?
Yeah, right. Let's go.
I'll go tonight. All
right,
but I haven't been to a buffet in like. God, like 10 years, if I'm being honest.
I really want to go to a CC's. I hear the pizza's terrible.
I've been to a CC's before.
Why would you want to go?
Because it's for like $5, you get endless pizza.
And it's garbage. It's bad, and it's bad for you.
See, so like, we don't have...
If I'm going to a pizza place, I'm not going for something good for me anyway.
Well, I mean, it tastes bad, and it's bad for you, so what are you getting out of it?
My pockets aren't getting as thin.
Oh my God. Or you can eat at school for free.
One of the crappy parts about Buffalo, and it's like probably the only bad part about Buffalo,
no good pizza.
Is we don't have great pizza.
That was my guess.
Pittsburgh. Anyway, we don't have a lot of like the fancy food chains that, you know, you see on commercials. Like we just got a Sonic like last year.
Got Applebee's.
We have Applebee's. We don't have a Golden Corral. We don't have A&W not or whatever.
None of those places you've named are any good, I'm going to be honest.
I know, but I'm saying like, we don't have any of those big name. We don't have a Chick-fil-A.
Like,
Whoa.
So, all right, you're missing out on
the
that.
The closest Chick-fil-A is in here. Oh, I love Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A's good.
We don't have a Waffle House.
I haven't had Chick-fil-A in so long.
Waffle House is bad.
I love Waffle House.
Wild for that.
When I was younger,
it's kind of gross.
When I was younger, my dad and I used to go on road trips all the time over the summer. And
no, I did Waffle House a lot.
We would plan our road trips around Chick-fil-A and Waffle House.
Waffle House looks like a bathroom that serves
God,
waffles.
It's so good. I haven't been to Waffle House in so long.
I don't know where there is one.
I like it, but all right. It's time for another break. Oh. We'll take a break. We'll come back. You're listening to Tuesday Night Spaghetti Dinner Show on Army Radio. Your camp's your voice. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Stick around.
Hi, this is Dr. Heather Pinson, the Department Head of Communication, and you're listening to RMU Radio. Your campus, your voice.
Thought I would know better. That's wishful thinking. Thought there'd be no pressure. That's wishful drinking. Is anything forever or just a feeling? What have I been so afraid of? I don't know. From Brooklyn to New York, then off to the West. In Cali, no Cali, but fuck, we the best. My stripes, they American, let me express. And I keep it as live as a total request. And they ask me these questions, like, how do you do it? Pressing the road and the music. Truth is, I'm always up, I'm always down. Worry about everyone else. But once in a while, I catch myself. Once in a while, I ask myself, what am I doing? Once in a while, I need your help. But once in a while, I feel like, ooh, I just wanna dance. Like my blood type, be positive. These days something got me feeling quite the opposite. Music like my heroin, but all I hear is poppy shit. Time to get up off of it and watch somebody copy it. I'm westbound, down and out. Feeling fake now, like somebody found me out. Need to slow down, I'm browning out. So many thoughts, let me drown them out. Yeah, I thought I would know better. That's wishful thinking. Thought there'd be no pressure. That's wishful drinking. Is anything forever? So afraid of.
Hi, this is Dr. Heather Pinson, the Department Head of
Communication. Once in a while, I ask myself, what am I doing? Once in a while, I need your help. But once in a while, I feel like, ooh, I just want to dance.
That's right. Tuesday Night Spaghetti Dinner Show on Army Radio, your campus, your voice. Thank you for joining us on this beautiful Friday night. Another work week over.
Hey Ogie.
Hey Spell.
Does it feel a little crowded in here now?
It is.
There's some strangers in here. Ridiculous. That don't know.
Yeah.
Hi.
Please introduce yourself.
<girls. laughs> Call me Pete. No, I'm Steve.
We are joined by the host of The Lounge, a radio show that comes on after ours. Mr. Steven Lopez and Joe Babchinich. How's it going, guys?
Not bad.
Just the usual, you know. Whatever.
Just, wow. You know, it's the end of the week, so I can't complain.
Switch mics. There you go. Spell. Help him out.
That works. That helps out.
Sorry. I believe our fans have heard from Joe before. We've had Joe on the show.
Yeah, Joe's been on the show before. Welcome back to the show. Now you're.
It's always a pleasure to be here. And.
I'm a virgin to the old radio show, so
you're just starting with your radio career. You started your shows already, right?
Well, not exactly. we planned to last week, and we kind of forgot to hit the go on the air button.
Oh no!
doing it all again this
that's
week.
That's an important.
Yeah, so say stay tuned and you'll listen to the actual show that was last week. So
that's a very important button to press,
especially in radio.
I would argue the most important.
The most important.
Yeah,
I'd say so.
Absolutely.
Probably the top. The
tell
top
me,
button.
I don't know anything about your show. So
yeah,
tell
what do you guys? What's it called?
What's
your show
what's
about?
It about? Please fill us in.
It's called The Lounge, and it's jazz music program for an hour. We have a short intermission where we do a cigar review. So it's like the
classy.
Jazz and cigar.
6-year-old men in satin robes sitting around by a fire.
Satin robes, yes.
Right. A smoker's jacket. That's what I'm envisioning.
Well, very cool.
Well, welcome to the RMU Radio family. Steven and Joe, welcome back. So I want to try a new segment this semester called Instant Trivia.
Oh, boy.
No.
Oh.
So how this will work is every week we'll have a different topic, and you know it'll be name the top 10 whatever or name the 5 whatever, and you guys will have to try and name them all. And we'll
helicopter.
No, that's not
helicopter.
Helicopter. So I figured we'll start off with an easy one. Hopefully.
So wait, how's this work? Do we buzz in?
Well, no. You guys can just say them if you can. You know, when you think of something. So I'll start with something easy.
Points?
Huh?
Are there points?
If you want points, I'll sign points.
What does the winner get?
Huh?
What does the winner get?
You can have an RMU radio pen.
Nice.
All right, from the prize box. So I figured I'd start with an easy topic. Hopefully you guys can figure it out. It's the top 10 things to do in Pittsburgh, according to TripAdvisor. So there's 10 of them. So let's see what you guys can
come out Washington.
But do we have to do it in order, or just kind of
shout? No, just throw them out.
Right,
yes.
No, hold on. Give me
Mount Washington is number. You can't. Oh, I thought you were gonna look it up.
I wasn't gonna.
Mount
look it
Washington
up.
Is number 3 on the list.
I'm gonna say
waterfront.
Waterfront.
I don't think that's gonna be. I'm an idiot.
Not in the top 10.
Give me the.
What did you say? Yeah.
Strip District / Primanti Brothers.
Strip District is number 9 on the list.
I'm gonna go with the museum, the Carnegie Museum.
Is that on there?
Say
that.
Carnegie Museum of Natural History is number 5.
Zoo.
Pittsburgh Zoo is not on the top 10.
Give me the Andy Warhol Museum.
There's an Andy Warhol Museum.
Yeah. I know that.
Is it on the list?
Andy Warhol is not on the top 10.
Phipps Conservatory.
Phipps Conservatory, number 2 on the list.
Oh,
Pittsburgh,
really?
Pittsburgh Symphony
I've
Orchestra.
I've never even been there.
Let's see. Nope, not on this list.
We haven't got number 1.
What is
Heinz Field going to watch a Steelers game?
Let's see, Heinz Field. Yeah, number 6 on the list.
Number 1, man.
The Andy Warhol Museum. Mike West is number 20 on the list.
Is anything about the Penguins, the Stanley Cup champs on there?
Console Energy Center is number 13.
Yeah.
Is the Convention Center one?
Convention Center is not
on the list.
I think you got us here, Ogie. What's
number one?
Wait, no, we can get it. We can get it.
So you're missing number 1.
Give us a hint.
Number 4.
Okay. River Cruise.
Number 7 and number 10.
Oh, Kennywood.
No.
It was not on the list.
Sadly.
Really?
These are things to do in Pittsburgh.
Is the duck something to do?
No.
The point?
The duck was in Buffalo. Fun fact for you.
The duck movie.
It's actually called the duck. It's
the duck tours.
The duck tours.
Oh, not the duck tours. No. They're not on the list. But that big inflatable duck is.
What about the point? Something? Anything with the point?
The point is not on the list.
I have no idea what number 1 is.
Really. Oh, man.
Best view in Pittsburgh.
Best view?
Wait.
The incline.
Yeah.
Well, no. He said not Mount Washington, incline. And that's the Mount
Washington.
The
best
Washington
view
incline.
In Pittsburgh.
There is
an incline on the list.
Duquesne?
The Duquesne incline is number 8.
Best view.
I don't know.
I mean, the only thing I can really
think about is Mount Washington.
Yeah.
The view from Mount Washington.
UPMC? I don't know, like a cathedral?
Sterling
Land Cathedral Company? Learning. The Cathedral of Learning is on this list, number 10. All right, let's see, another hint.
Man, if this is the easy one.
Shenley Park is number 1. No, Shenley Park is not on it. Number 1, let's see.
I'm not from Pittsburgh, so I can't give you good hints without giving it away.
Buffalo kids.
You have to cross a bridge to get to this, which probably won't help you. But narrows it down about everything.
You gotta cross a bridge to get anywhere.
You famously have to walk across a bridge to get to this destination.
PNC Park? Park.
PNC yeah. Park's number one.
That's number one?
That is number
one.
Yeah,
I don't know why. People like
number
pirates.
Four, I highly doubt you're going to get. Pirate. And then you got number seven.
Give
left.
Us a hand for number four.
Number four. Jeez, I don't even
National
know.
Aviary.
No.
What, people don't like birds?
It's another museum. Closes in 11 minutes.
Mattress
Factory. Oh, okay.
Oh, thanks, Google.
Mattress Factory.
No, not the Mattress Factory. It's got two wheels.
The Bicycle Museum.
The Bicycle Heaven. It's a specialty museum.
I'm sorry.
I've never heard of that.
I'm
never
sorry?
Heard
of it either.
Have you heard of it, Steve, or are you just guessing?
No, well, the only thing I could really think about for that has two wheels is a bicycle, so I kind of just put two and two together. So, and I mean, I'm not from Pittsburgh. I'm from good old Amish country, so I've been here for 3 years and still have not realized it.
Yeah, one of the reviews of the museum is it was a really interesting place with all sorts of different bikes from different eras, but there is no clear flow in terms of which bikes are where and also no flow.
Yeah. Wow. Stingray. Do you guys have a Stingray bike? Remember the ones that look like a motorcycle? Remember those?
Yeah.
I never had one. I'm not getting rid of that.
All right, you got one more left. It's kind of your
number seven?
Namesake. Number seven. Are you
Pittsburgh's namesake?
Yeah. Like when you think Pittsburgh, I think this condiment.
Steel City.
No, I think this condiment.
Oh, the Heinz thing.
Senator John Heinz History Center is number seven on the list.
I've never been there. I should go there.
I've only been there once.
I'd like to go there.
So you go. Rounding out the top 10 is PNC Park number 1, number 2 is Phipps Conservatory, Mount Washington number 3, Bicycle Heaven number 4, Carnegie Museum of Natural History is number 5.
I've never heard of Bicycle Heaven.
Heinz Field 6, Heinz History Center 7, Duquesne Incline 8, Strip District 9, Cathedral of Learning number 10. I didn't think you would.
The thing that kind of bothers me the most is that the Bicycle Museum is like over the Carnegie, you know, Museum of Health, yeah. Whatever.
Oh, no. Yeah. And it's over the National Aviary and the zoo.
Yeah.
I mean, hold
on. 11. Zoo, no, the zoo isn't good.
The 11
Let's just
is.
Be honest with
it's better than a bicycle museum.
I mean,
Michael.
We don't know. We haven't been there. We don't know that.
Bicycles? Who? That's a bicycle.
There could be some crazy bikes.
No, there's not.
Number 11 is Wiggle Whiskey. Whatever that
don't
is.
Don't know. Next question after that.
Again, this is all things to top things to do. In Pittsburgh, so go to Wiggle Whiskey.
Well, I'd say definitely go to the National Aviary.
The Aviary is awesome. Number 12, and Consols 13. So, Point Park. Or Point
I'll say this
State
about
Park
the cathedral. The cathedral is a really cool building, and the grounds are really nice. But other than that, there's not. I mean, there's nothing to do. It's office buildings and classrooms. Mm. I mean, you can. I mean, it's cool. It'd be cool to go to like once, and then never again. Yeah. See the architecture.
That's it kind of looks like Hogwarts.
It's like one Lighting tower glass. Of Hogwarts. Yeah.
Let's see. How many of these things have I been to? I've been to PNC Park. I've been to Phipps.
PNC Park is beautiful. Yeah.
I haven't been there. I need to go. I need to go.
To PNC Park or Phipps?
Both.
I've drove past Phipps like.
I thought for sure. No, Steve. I thought time. We went to. Did we go see a Pirates game?
No, because there was an RMU night at the baseball, the PNC, and that was last year, and I'm so mad because I couldn't get tickets, and I didn't want to do will call, so I kind of just hung back in my room and gotcha. Did something. So that was the beginning of last year. So
the best thing about PNC Park is that, well, I guess it's the thing about Pittsburgh is there's not a lot of parking down on the North Shore, like around the stadium, so you have to park in like, there's various like smaller lots, and so a lot of it... you have to cross a bridge after you park to get to to PNC. Mm-hmm. I think the coolest part about that is like there's so many like musicians and performers that are on the bridge. I think that's the best part.
Like the area around it near the water, and then you can walk like towards
Sax Guy.
You can walk towards like Three Rivers Casino, and that at night is gorgeous. It's really nice.
Pretty cool. It's pretty cool. So, all right, it's a fun little new segment we can try out.
Yeah, no, I like that. That was
instant trivia.
That was a difficult one.
You thought that was hard? I thought you guys would.
I was number one again. Understand.
Number one is PNC.
None of us have ever heard of Bicycle Heaven in our life.
Yeah,
not once.
So they kind of I don't know how they determine that. Like they have people write in.
So we go on TripAdvisor and then they do
based on reviews. Probably.
So like there are five people that gave the Bicycle Museum like 10 out of 10.
Oh, yeah, that's probably it.
I mean, let's be honest here.
Bicycle Heaven
has a 5-star rating, 346 reviews.
Oh my goodness!
I typed okay for the record.
Gotta go see that Huffy. That Huffy bike, man.
Was that a Huffy?
I typed BIC into Google, and the third result is bicycle heaven.
What did you type in?
I typed BIC into Google, B-I-C. And the second result was bicycle heaven.
There not big pens or like big lighters.
Oh my god!
Interesting.
This place is really popping. Looking at it on the.
No, that's crazy.
Can we talk about how like Pittsburgh's been named like the most livable city in the world like for 2 straight years? Like that's pretty cool.
No, that's what I. It's and then I think it ranked nationally in the top 100 for like best city go to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it was 18th. You know, and then of course like, I think it was like Orlando, and then like Las Vegas was the top. You know, 1 and 2, but Pittsburgh was 18th. So that's
like cool. We gained like a lot of our fame. Or our reputation for our steel mills and our steel production. Mm. And then now we're considered one of the most green cities in the world and one of the most medically advanced cities in the world. Well, so it's a weird turnaround.
Even look at like Uber. They did a they're doing driverless.
Yeah, they're doing their driverless
cars
testing that's in insane. Pittsburgh.
And it's the first city that they're implementing that in. I think that's like super cool.
Would you guys
cool.
ever drive in one of those?
Yeah.
Well, right now, because there's a driver and then there's like an instructor. So there's two people in each, like the driver and passenger seat. So I'd feel a lot safer then than just I'm just gonna sit in a car that doesn't have.
What is it?
Who be known in there? And I still trust them.
Was it Google or Apple that they were made a driverless car?
Google,
and it was on the road for like 6 months before it got into its first accident.
Yeah, and it wasn't even the car's fault. It was another person, like a driver's fault that hit.
I trust it.
The only thing is
people hacking into it is my only fear.
Well, my dad, don't give him any ideas.
No, it happens.
One of my dad's clients is like a big manufacturer, and he's high up in some company, and they're working on this technology. And he said that one of the problems with it is they follow street laws too closely. Like it thinks
that could ultimately be the most dangerous part of
it. It thinks like a machine and not a human. Yeah. So if stupid the speed computers. Limit is 65, it's gonna go 65. It's not gonna go over, 10 over like people do or whatever. Or,
which I mean that necessarily isn't the worst thing.
Well, it is though. And so people, I imagine,
flows around like 75, and people are just whizzing by, and it's just kind of sitting there. It's like
I imagine the most irritating thing must be just the time getting to places because of that.
Yeah.
Following every rule.
Right. And
so. I mean, if you really think about this too, and this is my creative mind speaking, if you have every car that's going the same amount of speed, you won't have any traffic. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a future for this, though, and I'm not sure what it's going to be.
If those cars become, like, the dominant, like, mode of automobile transportation, I think even though they're going slower, I think because they're driving so much more efficiently, I think you're probably going to be getting places faster than you would.
Yeah. I mean, like, I know streetlights are, designed and programmed based off the speed limit that the road it's on. So if you go the speed limit through residential areas or wherever there's street lights, you'll hit all the green lights because they're based off of if you're going the speed limit or not.
And sometimes, especially where I am, I'm in the like rural like country, like they have like press plates by the lines. So, like when you drive up and there's like that big white line, and if you sit on it for like 3 seconds, it'll change it if there's nobody else coming. So I mean, so
yeah, that's pretty cool. I know by my girlfriend's house there's one of those. It's pretty neat. So, cool stuff. Well, look at the time. We're about to run into your little time slot. So, why don't we get off the air? We'll switch over to your stuff and let you get on your way with your show. So,
okay. Thanks for having us, Ogie, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for coming. Well, same thing next week.
Absolutely.
All right, you guys can join us for the instant trivia, and maybe we'll throw in a little OTF too. Mm-hmm. You guys don't.
Oh, I love the OTF.
You don't know what OTF is yet, OTF. So we'll save that for next week. But it's time for us to say goodbye. So to all of our listeners, thank you very much for listening to Tuesday Night's Spaghetti Dinner Show. Stay tuned for The Lounge coming up next right after us. Have a good weekend. Go Bills, I guess, maybe. I don't know. I'm
sick. Ogie, you told me that you've given up on their season.
I've given up on the Bills. It's going to be
well, we got 2 minutes.
Season. But
they're bad.
I still love my Bills. I still love Buffalo. To all you listening, thank you very much.
Fair weather fan.
We'll talk to you. We'll talk to you next week. Have a good one.
got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it, so don't stop. And under the lights when everything goes, nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When we move, well, you already know.
Are you a Colonials fan?